I'd like to begin with an honest question to everyone this morning.
今天早上我开始想问大家一个问题。
How many of you have ever asked either yourself or someone else this question? Why do bad things happen to good people?
你们有没有问过你自己？
How many of you have ever answered that question? Many of us, as Christians, have been asked that question.
很多基督徒都问过这个问题。
How many of you have ever questioned why a certain event happened in the past?
你有没有问过在你一生中有些事情为什么会发生？
Such as a Sichuan earthquake.
比方说四川的地震。
Or what happened, what we remember this past week, September 11th.
或者是我们这个礼拜刚刚过的九月十一号。
Or the Holocaust, where 6 million Jews were killed in a period of a few years.
或者是六百万犹太人在第二次世界大战被杀。
This problem is called the problem of evil.
所以这个问题是邪恶的问题。
And it's probably the most difficult problem that people of faith have to face.
很可能对一个有信心的人最困难面临的一个问题。
David Hume, who was a 16th century philosopher, stated the problem of evil in relationship to God in this way.
那个在十六世纪有一个人，他把这个问题是这样子说的。
He says, and I quote,
他这样说，
Is he willing to prevent evil, but not able?
他愿意预防邪恶，可是不能吗？
Then he is impotent.
这样他就是无能的。
Is he able, but not willing?
他能吗？假如他能而不愿意呢？
Then he is wicked.
那他就是邪恶的。
Is he both able and willing?
假如他又能又愿意。
Then why does evil exist?
但他为什么存在呢？
So the question that we are asking is a fair question.
所以我们所要问的问题是一个很公平的问题。
Why would a good God who is all powerful and all holy?
为什么一个好的神是又圣洁又
Why would he allow evil and wickedness to go on in this world?
他为什么让这世界上有邪恶的事情？
We do not have time to give an absolute comprehensive answer to this question.
我们没有办法很仔细的、详细的回答这个问题。
And really, in the first chapter, Habakkuk asks the question.
在哈巴谷这本书第一章就是问这个问题。
But it's not answered till later in the book.
那在以后可以啊。
And in this book, Habakkuk is struggling with a bit of this question.
在这一本书里面，对这个问题也有了挣扎。
But in order to understand the problem that Habakkuk is dealing with,
假如要了解哈巴谷所遇到的问题，
we need to understand a bit of the background of the book.
我们要了解一下这本书的背景。
And so Habakkuk the prophet is writing this book.
在先知哈巴谷写这本书。
During a very tumultuous time in Israel.
在以色列最动乱的一段时间里面
He's a inhabitant of the southern kingdom of Judah.
他是在南方南国犹大国的。
And during his lifetime, he's probably seen the revival that King Josiah brings to the people.
他可能在他的生命中看到了这个宗教的复兴。
King Josiah was a boy king who, during his lifetime, they found the book of Deuteronomy.
因为这个王在宫殿里面找到了这本《生命记》
，and so they took the book to the king Josiah and they read it to him.
所以他们就把这本书带到王面前念给他听。
And when he heard the law read,
当听了这本书在被念了以后
，he went throughout Israel slaughtering those who were worshiping false gods.
所以他在以色列里面把所有拜假神的人都杀了。
He went and he tore down all of the idols.
他把所有的这些拜假神的祭坛都
He took an offering and he restored the temple.
他把这个圣殿重新修理。
And he was known in the Old Testament as being a good king.
所以在旧约里面 他被称为这个好的王。
However, in the year 609,
在公元前609年
Pharaoh Necho of Egypt decided to bring his army up through Israel to fight against the Babylonians.
这个埃及王想要把这带兵到了以色列跟埃及打仗，跟这个巴比伦打仗。
Josiah, who seemingly wanted to possibly ally with the Babylonians, decided to fight against them.
所以约西亚想要帮助这埃及王。
So he battled the Egyptians in the Valley of Megiddo.
所以他跟埃及王打仗。
Josiah, never being a trained warrior, ends up dying in the battle. And with his death, the revival in Israel as well dies. Pharaoh Necho takes the rulership over Judah at this time. And he puts Josiah's oldest son on the throne. His name is Jehoiakim. And Jehoiakim rules for about 4 years before Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian armies attack Judah for the first time. Remember that these Babylonian armies attacked 3 times. And it's the third time in the year 586 where Jerusalem is totally decimated. And it's probably during the period of Jehoiakim's reign when this book is written. So this first chapter is really laid out in the conversation between Habakkuk and God. Habakkuk will ask a question and make an argument. And this occurs in verses 1 through 4. The God of heaven is going to answer him in verses 5 through 11. And then Habakkuk is going to ask another question, and beginning in verse 12 all the way to chapter 2, verse 1.
从第12节一直到第2章第1节, Habakkuk 再问另外一个问题。
And he begins by simply giving an introduction to the book. He says an oracle in verse 1 that Habakkuk the prophet received.
一开始就是说是先知,
literally, the introduction says it's the burden which Habakkuk saw. He's dealing with a very, very heavy and weighty issue here. And so he begins to ask a question in verse 2. He says, how long, O Lord, must I cry for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, and you do not save? Think back to the other kings of Israel. You remember how wicked they were. How idolatry that utterly permeated the land. There were also these great pagan rituals that went along with the idolatry. You may remember the god Molech. Who was a large metal statue about 40 or 50 feet high. And he had arms extended like this. And so they would build a very, very large fire underneath the statue. And the arms would become superheated. And then in an act of a worship to this God, they would take their children and they would put them on the burning arms. And the child would die. And this is what the Old Testament calls passing the child through the flame. There was probably some human sacrifice going on through this time. The rituals of idolatry were violent and evil. There was the goddess Ashtart. Who was a fertility goddess. Many of the rituals that were performed in the name of worshipping her can be seen in Leviticus chapter
18.
It was an extremely immoral religion. So you can imagine the state of Judah at this time. You had a foreign leader in control. There wasn't really a foreign military presence. The local military presence was basically crushed by a recent battle. There's no strong central government. The people are running wild with anarchy. Idolatry is rampant. And for a person who is trying to worship the one true and living God, this was not a safe place. And so you can imagine the angst of Habakkuk as he's crying out to God in his prayer, and just the only thing he can think of is yelling, "Violence!"
所以在这个时候，哈巴谷唯一的办法就是在神面前呼喊强暴。
He cries out to justice to God.
他在神面前呼求公义。
And says, "Why do you make us look at this injustice?"
他说你为什么看这些不公平的事呢？
Why are you tolerating what's going on?
你为什么容忍这些事情发生呢？
Destruction and violence are before me.
在我面前就是强暴和毁灭。
There is strife and conflict is everywhere.
到处都有困难，都有争论。
And in verse 4, he gives a comment of how people are obeying the law.
在第四节，他说人怎么来不遵守律法。
He says the law is paralyzed.
说这律法放松。
It sits there and it does nothing.
这律法在那里没有用。
And nobody's following it.
没有人去遵守。
Justice never prevails.
说这公义也不然，也没有成功。
All of the leadership is corrupt.
所有的领导人都是邪恶的。
There's no rewards for righteousness right now.
对义人没有报答。
And there appears to be no punishment for wickedness.
对邪恶的人也没有惩罚。
The wicked hem in the righteous.
所以这个恶人唯恐义人。
It's a picture of a righteous man being in his house praying to his God.
看起来好像一个义人在他房子里面向神呼求。
And there are people banging on the door to try to get to him.
有人在外面敲他的门，想要把他抓起来。
And he feels trapped.
他被围困了。
And he begs God for an answer.
他求神得到答案。
And so in verse 5, we have God's response.
在第五节，我们看有神的回答。
And I don't think it's really the response that Habakkuk is looking for.
我想这并不是哈巴谷所要得到的回答。
I mean, if I think I was Habakkuk, I would want instant revival, just like the time of Josiah.
我这个时候，我想哈巴谷一定是想要一个宗教的复兴。
Where it seems as if the majority of people want to worship and serve God.
好像是说，这是大部分人都愿意服侍神。
This would seem to be the natural thing that any believer would want.
这很可能我们自然就想到这是哈巴谷所要的。
But the answer that God gives is on the completely opposite end of the spectrum.
可是神得到回答是完全相反的。
In summary, the answer that he gives, he's going to send the Babylonians to judge Judah.
神只是说他要派巴比伦人来惩罚犹大。
Aren't the Babylonians worse than the Judah people?
那巴比伦人是不是比犹大人还要坏呢？
But here's what Yahweh says.
这是神所说的。
Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. He says to the people of Judah, even if I tell you that the Babylonians are coming,
他告诉犹大人说，就算我告诉你巴比伦人要来,
there's no way in the world you're going to believe me.
但是你们并不会相信我。
Even if I told you, there's no way in the world that you're going to repent.
即使我告诉你，你们也不会悔改。
He says in verse 6, I am raising up the Babylonians, the ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth, seize dwelling places not their own. He describes them as if they were a marauding band.
他把这个巴比伦加勒底人形容成非常的残暴跟残忍的暴躁。
That's going to roll over and steal everything that they have.
他们看到他们所看到的东西，他们都把它控制住。
In verse 7, you have another description of them.
第七节对他们有另外一个形容。
They are a feared and dreaded people. He says that they are a law to themselves and they promote their own honor. You can imagine the Babylonian generals. We just defeated the most powerful army in the world. We completely destroyed the Assyrians. And as people who completely destroyed the Assyrians, we're going to kill you next. And it says that they are a law to themselves. They don't follow rules. They don't worship the one true and living God. They're generally known as worshippers of the sun. He describes their army in verses 8 and 9. He gives two metaphors in verse 8 where he says the horses are faster than leopards and fiercer than wolves at dusk. You can imagine the fright of this cavalry as they just pounded across the desert on these blazing fast horses. In verse 9, he compares them to a sandstorm in a desert. How many here have ever been to Arizona in the month of August? If you're in Arizona in the month of August, it's almost like clockwork. Once or twice a week, there's this big storm that blows through.
So if you're in Arizona in the month of August,
and it's not like a rainstorm that we have here that lasts for an entire day. It's basically a solid wall of dust. And the solid wall of dust is gone in about 5 minutes. And right behind the solid wall of dust, there's a solid wall of rain. And it blows through with incredible amount of speed. I remember one year where the storm was so bad, we had 80 mile an hour winds with the sandstorm. And there was so much dust in the air that at the bottom of the swimming pool there was 2 inches thick of dirt. And this is the type of description that this army is going to be like.
换句话说,
the defeat is going to be so utter and so quick.
他们是把这里的毁灭毁败是非常的快, 也非常的彻底,
that it's like a sandstorm in a desert.
就好像沙漠里面那个沙尘暴。
Verse 10 and 11. You have a description of their attitude. It says they deride kings and scoff at rulers. The king in the ancient Near Eastern world was generally the most powerful man in a city. People gained positions of leadership by the force of might and intelligence of the mind. And so Habakkuk, the Lord says through Habakkuk that the people are going to be so wicked that they look at these intelligent, incredibly strong fighters and they mock them. There's no fear of the enemy army. Violent and fearless warriors. It says that they laugh at fortified cities. Back then they didn't have cannons as we have today. It wasn't that easy to attack a city with a very thick wall around it. Many of these cities were built on these very, very tall hills.
所以很多的城都是建筑在很高的山坡上面。
So in order to attack the city, you actually had to climb up a hill and then get through the wall just to attack the people.
所以你要攻打一个城，你要先爬一个山坡，然后再要打经过一个很厚的城墙。
And if you've ever tried to run uphill, it's very, very hard work.
你假如跑往上山坡上跑，你知道不是很容易的。
It says that they laugh at these cities and they build earthen ramps and they capture them.
所以他这里说什么呢？他说他们讥笑一切的宝藏，筑垒攻取。
There is no equivalent to their military might.
对他们的这一种军事上的强力，没有人可以比。
In the ancient world, they were at that time the most powerful army on earth.
在古代那个时候，他们是世界上最强的军队。
Verse 11 says they fleet past them like the wind.
所以在十一节说像风猛然扫过。
Look at this last phrase in verse 11.
看十一节的最后。
It says their own strength is their God.
或他们以自己的势力为神。
This army was so powerful.
他们的军队那么强。
And they knew it.
他们也知道。
They were so warlike.
他们就好像打仗了。
And they knew it.
他们也知道。
Their strategies were perfect.
他们的打仗策略是完美的。
And they knew it.
他们也知道。
Their military engineers were the best in the world.
他们的军队是世界上最好的。
And they knew it.
他们也知道。
And the Lord says that they began to worship their own strength and their own might.
所以神说他们以自己的势力。
So then the logical question comes up.
那么很合乎逻辑的一个问题要问。
And Habakkuk is looking at his own people in comparison to the Babylonians.
那哈巴谷是看他自己的人跟这个巴比伦的人做对比。
And he begins to think.
他开始想。
And he says, you know,
你知道吗?
Our Israelites, even though we're evil,
我们这些以色列人虽然不是邪恶的
aren't as bad as the Babylonians.
也不像巴比伦人那么坏。
What's going on, Lord?
但神呢，为什么呢？
How in the world can these evil, wicked Babylonians judge this people?
为什么这些邪恶的巴比伦人会来判整控制这些以色列人呢？
They're worse than we are.
他们比我们还恶。
That's not justice.
这样是不公平。
Habakkuk really begins to choke over the problem.
所以哈巴谷为了这个问题没有办法得到解决。
It was already a serious matter that God would allow his own people to commit all sorts of evil.
他为什么神让他自己的人去犯罪?
It's an entirely different matter for God to use pagan people.
可是神对这个外邦的人可是处理又不同。
Who are completely wicked,
他们是完全的邪恶,
and who have never been worshippers of God,
从来没有崇拜过神,
to judge Israel.
让他们来控制以色列,
it's completely and totally unjust.
这是完完全全的不公平。
Babylon is more wicked than Judah.
巴比伦比犹大要更恶,邪恶。
So why would God choose to use Babylon?
为什么神选择要用巴比伦呢?
We won't answer this question until we get to chapter 2.
不到我这个问题不到第二节没办法得到解答。
So Habakkuk states his problem within two couplets.
所以哈巴谷又再一度的有个控哀诉。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
这是第十二节跟第十三节。
And really these two verses are parallel, giving the same idea.
所以这两节的控哀诉是相同的，只是一个平行的对比。
Verse 12 says,
十二节说,
O Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, we will not die.
他说耶和华我的神我的圣者啊你不是从亘古而有吗我们必不致死。
He first of all describes the Lord as everlasting.
他们首先形容神是从亘古而有。
That is to say that God does not change.
也那换句话说神是不会改变的。
And a God who does not change always keeps his promises.
所以一个不改变的神会永远的实现他的诺言。
And so you could imagine Habakkuk looking back to the promises that God made to Abraham. Where he says, you will always have this land that is yours. You can imagine him looking back to the promises made to David. Where he says there will always be a Davidic king ruling over the throne. If God is everlasting, Habakkuk is thinking, isn't he going to keep these promises? He describes him as the Holy One. And this is positive holiness. This is that God is separate from everything else. He is unique. That is to say, there is one and only one true and living God. All of the gods of the Babylonians are false gods. They aren't real. Molech, which some of the Israelites were known to worship, he was a false god. He was a statue. Baal, all of the Baals, they were just little false gods. And they weren't real. But he says to the holy God that there is one and only one. And not only is he a holy God, he says he's my holy God. And he says, you've appointed them to execute judgment. You have ordained them to punish. And I think that these two phrases are more like questions. How in the world have you ordained the Babylonians to punish if you're a holy and eternal God?
Verse 13.
He phrases it slightly in a slightly different manner. He says, your eyes are too pure to look on evil. Now, because God is a holy God, because God is ultimately a good God, because he is both holy and good, he is separate from evil. And as he is separate from evil, he cannot look upon evil. And it says that he cannot tolerate wrong. And this idea of wrong here is injustice. So how can a holy and good God allow this injustice to happen? And so Habakkuk asks the question again. Why do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those who are more righteous than themselves? Israel is bad, but Babylon is worse. Why is God not doing anything here? Verse 14 says, you have made men like fish in a sea, like sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet. So he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? Babylon is so wicked, Habakkuk says, that it's just like a fisherman pulling a net in from the sea. He seems almost to be doubting God's sovereignty.
在这个时候, 哈巴谷好像在怀疑神的主权。
How can God be in control?
神怎么能够控制?
When the wicked are getting away with this.
当这些恶人可以做恶事呢?
How can God still be a good God?
神怎么能还是一个良善的神呢?
But if you look in chapter 2, verse 1,
只要你看第二章第一节,
the response of many people to this problem of evil,
这里有很多人对这个邪恶问题的回答,
is generally to say, because there's so much evil in this world, God cannot be real.
所以他们说, 因为这个世界上有这么多的邪恶,
there must either be no God, God must either be wicked and he doesn't really care about us, or God can't do what he says he's able to do. But it's Habakkuk to this point where he just throws away his belief in God. He says in chapter 2, verse 1,
他在第二章第一节说,
I will stand at my watch, station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me, and what answer I am to give to this complaint. You can imagine the prophet.
你可以想象到这个先知,
and as a prophet, he's supposed to have some answers.
他既然是先知,
you can imagine some of the righteous people in Israel asking him this question. And Habakkuk realizes that he needs an answer to it. And so he says he's going to stand there and wait for God to answer. He doesn't stop believing in God when the going gets rough. He doesn't stop believing in God when he sees the Babylonian army on the ridge. He still acknowledges that God is a good God and a holy God. He still acknowledges that there's only one true and living God. But he's willing to admit that this question is too hard for me to answer. And he's willing to admit that until he hears from God, he doesn't necessarily need to answer. And that he's willing to wait. So how do we rightly respond to the problem of evil?
为这个邪恶的问题得个解答呢?
It's more than simply an intellectual question.
不仅仅是一个知识上的问题。
It's a question that drives the very heart and core of who we are.
这个问题也就是涉及到我们自己是人的本质。
First of all, I must state that it is always wrong to doubt the goodness of God.
那第一件事我们应该说是 永远不是对,
we know from the book of Genesis that it is God who declares what is good to be good.
我们知道从创世纪,
but it is also not wrong to ask the question, why would a good God allow this sort of evil and injustice?
但是我们可以问这个问题, 就是为什么一个良善的神让不公义的事情发生?
But how do we cope until we have an answer? There are a few principles from this chapter I'd like to draw forth now. First of all, we must remember the goodness and holiness of God. When Habakkuk is asking his questions, he's always preferencing it with his understanding of God and his character.
He
God is an everlasting God. He always keeps his promises. He's a holy God. There are no other beings in the universe like him. He's a pure God. He's completely separate from evil. He's always just. Even though we don't necessarily see his justice. We must always remember the goodness and holiness of God. Secondly, we must understand our limitations to understanding and solving the problem. The question really is almost too big for us. We do not understand everything that's going on in the world at one time. We can only see what's happening from our little corner right here. And God sees the whole picture. We have limitations simply because we are human. Number three. We patiently search Scripture for answer. Habakkuk was waiting for the voice of God to speak to him again. And the voice of God speaking through the prophet was how God revealed himself to the people during this time. And the means by which God reveals himself today is not through prophets speaking. But it's in the pages of the Holy Scriptures. And thus, if there is an answer to this problem in this life, it will be found here. And it will take patient study in order to find the difficult answers. We also need to realize that judgment against evil will always occur. Habakkuk affirms that God cannot tolerate injustice. But remember that judgment does not always occur on this side of eternity.
On this side of what?
Eternity.
换句话说,这个事情惩罚的发生不会在现在这个时代里面发生。
Judgment doesn't always occur in this life.
所以换句话说,对于公义不一定在我们的生命中会发生。Sometimes
a mass murderer gets away with it.
有的时候,杀很多凶杀人的事情会没有得到惩罚。And
it's never brought to justice.
也并没有得到公义。
But in eternity,
可是从永生的方面来看,
there is ultimately punishment for the wicked,
在最后,对于邪恶一定会有惩罚,
and reward for the righteous.
但对于公义一定会有奖赏。
So why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? The question is a fair one. But we ought never to doubt the character of God. Let's close in order of prayer. Father, we thank you for the truth of this book. We remember, Father, that you are always a good and holy God. And yet, Father, we do get confused when we see injustice in our world. We get confused of why this is happening. Of why this pain is happening. Of why the wicked people are flourishing. and why the righteous people are waning.
为什么公义的人会衰弱?
But Father, we are patient and we wait for an answer.
可是天父我们有耐心地等候回答。
And we realize that we may never get that answer.
我们也了解我们可能没有得到这个回答。
But we realize that you are a holy God.
Father, 我们知道你是个圣洁的神。
And you are a just God.
你是一个公义的神。
And you ultimately desire the best thing for your people.
你最终是愿意你自己的子民得到益处。
And we pray that you'd help us to see you for your true character.
我们求你让我们看到你的真正的神性。
We pray this in your Son's precious name.
我们靠着你儿子的宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.